BW Mobile. catch, Steve. KZ4TMA, Simon.
How you doing this evening, buddy?
Doing a little bit of work on the car and about to go in and start helping get dinner ready. But if I heard correctly, you were fishing earlier, yeah?
Fishing all right. Over here at the Lake Bowen Fish Camp. Just got through reeling in some oysters and some flounder and some shrimp.
So, you know, I'm still pretty new to the area. Where'd you say Lake Bowden?
Lake Bowen. B-O-W-E-N. Or is it B-O-W-A-N, honey? E-N. And if you know Boiling Springs on Highway 9, north of 85, you just get on Highway 9 and go north. And just as soon as you cross the lake, it's right there on the lake, just over the bridge.
That's good to know about. I'm glad to hear it was pretty successful for you. At least it sounds successful to me. Any kind of membership, or is this just a state park? I roll up and go for it, or what?
Talking about actually going fishing? Well, now, are you going to use a boat, or are you going to just fish from the shore?
Suppose.
Well, there are restrictions. It's a smaller lake, and it's part of the Spartanburg County water system. So there is restrictions on the lake as far as the size of engine. I've got a 40 horse on the back of my Fast Tracker, and it's fine. Other than that, you got to have a sticker for your boat. And there's only one place to put in. That's at the Lake Bowen Landing. And that's regulated. It's a smaller lake, but it is real nice. So, yeah, it's well worth the time and effort to go up there.
No, thanks for the intel. I was just curious. Yeah, I heard you earlier saying you were going fishing, so I heard you throw out your call again, thought I'd see how it went. But hey, like usual, I got a technical question for you. You got a second?
When I said we were going fishing, that was at a restaurant called the Lake Bowen Fish Camp. So, yeah, we had a really nice meal. So we did the fish the lazy way this evening. So fire away with that technical question.
All right, well, I think it just goes to show you how new I am to the area, or how new I am to local lingo, because I definitely thought you were going fishing, which is why I asked about membership or anything else. So I understand the whole conversation much better now. All right, here's a technical question. I mentioned I'm working on my car today. Had a little car trouble yesterday. Had to get a tow truck home. Nothing too major, but I wanted to play it safe, and I've got AAA. No big deal. In the tow truck, sitting there, driver grabs a radio, starts communicating with his boss. I say, hey, what kind of radio is that? I wish I could remember what it was called. It was some short word, maybe four letters, like leaf or leap or sail or something like that. But he said it was effectively a cellular signal, but that it operates like a radio. So, you know, everyone's on one channel. When he keys up, anyone on his team can hear him talk. They're all on the same channel, but it's a cell signal.
That's friend used to have, and it was touch to talk, and it was basically using the cellular frequencies as two-way radios, and that may be what that is. Now, there's also business bands, and, you know, similar to the 2 meter, and you can actually get a business license and put the radios in your vehicles and operate that way. But that's not, that's regular broadcast signal. That's not like through a cellular tower system.
And yeah, the tail end where I went into the weeds earlier was where I mentioned that he did say it was a cellular signal. Now, it functions a bit like a typical radio. You know, everyone's on one channel. His whole team hears each other whenever anyone keys up, but that it is using cell signals. So then I was wondering, well, I think cell signals are about 900 megahertz, if I'm not mistaken, and I think that some of our ham radios can operate in those bandwidths. I don't think I have, I'm not sure if my technician license would allow me to do that, but it just got me wondering, is that something I can tap into with ham radio equipment, or is that more of a commercial use only where, you know, to use those frequencies, you got to have some kind of Verizon subscription, and it really is licensed like that?
Touch-to-talk system, it works just like a ham radio, it's, except that it is coded, and it does use the cellular towers, but in the coding, each of the either handhelds or radios that go into the vehicles, they have to have specific coding so that they can talk back to their base or to the other vehicles that are on that same network. And basically, it's a push-to-talk system on the cellular that is a closed network, and you can control who comes into your push-to-talk network.
That makes sense. And I think it answers my question as to whether I can get into those frequencies as a hobbyist with any kind of ham license or with any kind of ham equipment. I was just wondering if that was anything that we could tap into similarly. But you've answered my question if it's closed and coded, which kind of makes sense. I mean, it's effectively just another cell signal, except instead of being, you know, dial tones, it's just push to talk. So, all right, that helps. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I was just curious and thought I'd ask the next more experienced ham operator I was on the air with, so thank you. And I think you're in your car, but I think you're not riding alone, so please thank your passenger for letting me take up some of your time, and I'll let you get back to driving, and I'll get inside and start supper here.
You're welcome.
The boss has spoken. Simon, have a good afternoon, buddy. And whatever it is that you had to have your vehicle towed in for, hope it doesn't turn out to be a big deal. So, anyhow, in the meantime, KN4 BWA, I am mobiling home and fat and sassy. All that fish. I'm clear.
Thanks to you both. KZ4 TMA, clear.